Watch, comedian Konstantin Kizin obliterates woke culture in viral Oxford Union debate. By Paul Bois on January 16, 2023. Satirist and free speech activist Konstantin Kizin obliterated woke culture in an Oxford Union debate video that has since gone viral on social media. The Oxford Union debate centered on the motion woke culture has gone too far and featured various speakers on both sides passionately arguing for or against the merits of woke culture. None, however, seemed to capture the internet as well as Konstantin Kizin, whose speech garnered over 5 million views across all platforms over the weekend. Throughout his 9-minute speech, Kizin avoided cheap polemics about free speech and left-wing extremism by instead focusing on the myopic, inhumane, and borderline cruel proposals that woke adherents offer to combat issues like climate change. Proposals that would surely plunge millions if not billions of already impoverished human beings into an even deeper poverty than the one already experienced. Kizin accomplished this by granting climate change activists every argument they make about an impending catastrophe while still managing to illustrate the insanity of their position. For tonight, and tonight only, I will join you. I will join you in worshiping at the feet of Saint Greta of climate change. Let us all accept right here that we are living through a climate emergency and our stocks of polar bears are running extremely low. I join you in this view. I truly do. Now, what are we to do about this huge problem facing humanity? What can we in Britain do? We can only do one thing. Do you know why? This country is responsible for 2% of global carbon emissions, which means that if Britain were to sink into the sea right now, it would make absolutely no difference to the issue of climate change. Do you know why? Because the future of the climate is going to be decided in Asia and in Latin America. By poor people. Who couldn't give a shit about serving the planet. Do you know why? Because they're poor. Kizin then listed some sobering statistics about the impoverished lives of people living in such countries. For instance, roughly 20% of Russian households do not have an indoor toilet of any kind or, as Kizin put it, a wooden shack with a hole in the ground that holds a collected fermented memory of the last 10,000 visits. How many of you are going to go home tonight and say, "Let's rip out our bathroom and erect a Siberian shithouse in the back garden?" Kizin asked the audience, prompting laughter. If you're not, why should they? Kizin also noted 120 million people in China suffer from malnourishment, people whose immune systems are breaking down because they don't have enough food. To combat climate change, Kizin noted that poor people all over the world would have to forego technological and industrial development in order to stay poor enough, a prospect he characterized as unacceptable, unrealistic, and cruel. About 15 months ago my wife got pregnant, and for 9 months, we talked about what our boy would look like, what he might do when he grows up, he continued. We looked at baby scans and videos on YouTube about what the fetus looks like at 9 months and 12 months and 20 months. Eventually, he was born and he has this cute little bundle of joy. He's cuter than about 80% of puppies, he went on before stating. Now, if you said to me that I had a choice, either my son had a serious risk of starving or dying from a preventable disease in the next year or I could press a button and he would live. He would go to school, he would bring his first girlfriend home. He would go to university and graduate and become a woke idiot and get a job and get married and have children and become a man. But all I have to do is press this button and for every day of my son's life, a giant plume of CO2 is going to get released into the atmosphere. You're all very young and most of you are not parents. Let me tell you something, there is not a parent in the world who would not smash that button so hard their hand bled. You are not going to get these people to stay poor. You are not even going to get them to not want to not be richer. So, I put it to you ladies and gentlemen. There is only one thing we can do in this country to stop climate change and that is to make scientific and technological breakthroughs that will create the clean energy that is not only clean but also cheap. Kizin concluded his speech with a call for woke activists to end their worship of protest culture and outrage sessions to instead roll up their sleeves and get to work doing something in the world.